It's time for your weekly dose of Wayne's Comics.
Welcome to episode 165 of the Wayne's Comics Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. I've got a real treat for everyone this week. I'm talking with three folks about Think Alike Productions, two of which I've spoken with before, and of course is Ruben Romero and Alexander Lobato from Dark Side Global. And a new person is involved, Robert Sally. I don't want to spoil exactly what we're going to talk about, but let's just say it's something really important as far as working together in the comics industry, something I really believe in. And we'll talk a lot about things that are developing and what we can expect to see in the future. Since there's a lot to get to, let's get on with the show. I want to welcome back to the podcast two folks that I've spoken to before. I've spoken with Ruben Romero from Think Alike Productions. How are you doing, Ruben?
I'm doing good, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
Well, actually, it's Wayne, but that's all right. We won't go over that. And that's okay. We got
many of us on.
Yeah. We're not used to doing all this talking all at the same time. And Alexander Lobato from Dark Side Global. How are you, Alex?
Very good, Wayne. Very good.
And a new face, our new voice in this is Robert Sally, one of the creators behind Salvagers, numbers 1-3 are out. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Wayne.
Good, okay. What we'll do is you guys have some exciting developments going on. I think we'll start off with Ruben talking about what you guys have been up to the last couple of months. Ruben, why don't you go ahead and explain what Think Alike Productions is up to and how this interacts with these guys?
As you know, we started off with E Agency,
right,
and creating that book as our flagship title here at Think Alike. And once we got going, we started to realize that our company was something that we wanted to set a certain bar when it came to putting out independent comic books. And the more that I went to conventions and the more that I interacted with independent creators, I saw that we were all having the same issues and the same problems. So I wanted to be able to open a door where independent creators could come in and put their books out and be around like-minded individuals who want to get their titles out there, get their stories out there, and continue to tell their stories. So Think Alike Productions decided to turn itself into an indie publisher. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate enough to run into Alex Lobato and his partners with Max Hunter through the con circuit down in Florida, mm-hmm. in Miami. And I met Bob via the internet in Instagram and Facebook. And we were all of the same mindset that we wanted to get our titles out there. We wanted to push them. We wanted to create a company that was going to be creator friendly. So that's what we're doing. And they've joined me and my team and Think Alike Productions on this quest, on this adventure. They've given me a lot of support in what we're doing. And yeah, that's where we're at.
It's exciting because since I've moved to Florida within the last year, I've seen a lot of comic book creators down here. And everybody's kind of all fighting for the same basic part of the pool. And to hear you guys actually get together and work together on these things. I was talking with Alex a little bit before we started to record this. And he was mentioning to me that each of you has something different that you bring to the setup. And Alex, why don't you talk a little bit about that, about how working with these guys you feel is going to be helpful to everybody?
Well, I'll tell you, in just a few weeks that we've been working together, it's been a blessing. It's been really awesome. I know that the Think Alike page, Ruben, how many likes did we explode just the first few weeks here?
It's close to over 1,000 likes.
Yeah. And that's just Bob Sally with his intuitive and great social media marketing. And we've done together a couple of pinups recently with our characters together, Wayne. And it's beautiful. These pinups, they'll make you smile big when you see them and you see how detailed and beautiful they are. And you've got Max Hunter along with Smiley from the agency. And in one of the pinups, you got Brigby from Salvagers. And the other, you got the muscle. Bob, I don't remember his name right now. The muscle
his name's
man.
Tier.
Yes. So all these characters coming together, they're not even part of the same world. There are different genres, really, of comics, all three of them, different kinds of comic books, but yet they're coming together and they seem like they're the Justice League of our indie world. So it's been a beautiful thing. It really has. And all in, I'm telling you, 2 weeks and we already have 2 pinups and 1,000 likes. And who knows what will happen by the end of the month, you know?
Well, it sounds like a good thing to me. You were mentioning something, too, that I was thinking myself, was that you guys are putting out very different products from each other. You know, the agency is kind of a magical, sort of a, almost a real-life book, while, Bob, your book is much more of a space opera kind of a book. And Max Hunter is kind of this supernatural mixed with some technology stuff. So you guys are doing very different things from each other, and it makes sense for you guys to be a part of a family, but you're not stepping on each other by doing what you're doing. So what's your feeling about it, Bob? How have you felt about getting together with these guys and making this happen?
Like Ruben said, we've been kind of following each other on social media for a long time now, and I've noticed what he's been doing, and I can see the motivation that he has. And you know, just talking to him, I instantly wanted to be a part of that because I felt like we had very similar ideals on moving forward with our comic books and our careers. So, I mean, it was easy. It was an easy decision. Already, I've been with Think Alike for, what, a month now? Not even.
Right.
Salvagers issues 1 and 2 is submitted to Comixology. We're in the works with Diamond Distribution. I'm working with Alex and Ruben and Roger. We're all working together to put out some really cool looking pinups with our characters. And it's really an all for one and one for all. And I just want to go back to what you were saying, Wayne, where you being down in Florida, you're noticing that a lot of comic book people are kind of fighting against each other to get all piece of the pie. I think my mentality and what I saw in Ruben and now with Alex is that, and I knew Kevin, I don't want to get ahead of Ruben or anything, but I knew Kevin before joining Think Alike. And I think we all have this mentality where this isn't a competition. And when I started doing this, I never wanted it to be a competition. I wanted to network with people that were on the same level as I was so I could get better and I could help them get better. And, you know, we could all get better together. So I think that that's really what drew me as well into Think Alike. And I just see it every day that I'm in there and we're chatting all the time. And it is like a brotherhood. And we're all for one and we're on one for all. We want to see each other's success. I want to see Max Hunter succeed. Max Hunter, he just sent us a picture today of issue 2. And I think we were all excited. I mean, we know that Alex is the most excited, but I think we were all excited because we were like, you know, oh my God, here we, you know, the feeling it is to have that second issue come out is it's just as good as that first issue because it's a different feeling. Mm-hmm. So we're all on the same page with each other. And we just want to see each other succeed and we want to see Think Alike grow to be an image in an IDW and a Dark Horse.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And based on your guys' enthusiasm and your talents, I think that that's going to be a sure thing that's going to happen. Now, Ruben, I got a question for you because as I've read your books separately now, I just got done reading Salvagers 1 through 3 recently. And so the thing I'm interested in, Ruben, is if this is under Think Alike Productions and you guys have already put out comics that have your own company names, like Alex is Darkside Global, and Bob, you have a different company name. How is this going to work moving forward? Is it all going to be under the banner of Think Alike Productions and then provided by, like, say, Darkside Global? How is this all going to work when the books come out moving forward?
It is under the Think Alike banner. Obviously, these guys were full steam ahead when I approached them about coming on board. So they individually, each of them on their projects, had their own banners and had their own companies. But in the long run, I think that we see the benefit of promoting one label, one brand. Mm-hmm. And there will be a transition phase where we rebrand the books. And as you can see, issue 2 for Max Hunter, or as you'll see, issue 2 of Max Hunter has the Think Alike Publishers box. When we release Salvagers issue 1 on Comixology, it will have the Think Alike Pub box. And of course, on the credits page, I don't take anything away from these guys. Bob has Dirty Planet, Alex has Darkside Global. Those things can be mentioned, can be brought to you by, executive produced by. But again, when it comes down to the fans and the layman, when they're walking by a comic book rack or they're at a convention, the Think Alike logo is what's going to be front and center. And we want them to associate that Think Alike logo with top-notch stories, top-notch art, just like you do when you look at The Walking Dead. You know it's The Walking Dead, but you know that Image provides that book. Or when you look at a Spider-Man book, you know that that belongs to Marvel. So I think that all of us are under the same consensus that, yes, it's time to represent a brand, one name, and there will be a little bit of a transition phase. But, you know, like I said, all of these guys had stuff before I approached them. So I can't very well ask them to toss that stuff or to not use it.
Right.
That's not my MO. Right. My MO is for us to get out there. And if that means that your Dark Side emblem is on the book and you've got 400 issues of those, by all means, sell those. Bob has a big cartel site where he sells Salvagers issues, and those have a different pub box. But again, going forward, once we do the Diamond distribution, which we have, once those guys start going into the Diamond books, they'll be under the Think-Alike label, and they'll have the Think-Alike publisher's box on them.
If I can interject, one of the cool examples that we talked about is, do you watch Game of Thrones, Wayne?
Yep.
It's sort of like that. We're the Bannermen surrounding the Starks, but joining the Starks for this incredible war to take the throne. That's basically what we're doing.
Well, that's great.
As long as not Ned Stark, that's all I'm saying.
Now, I got to ask you something, Alex, because, you know, your company set up, you had your own unique universe. You know, you had this city, and you were going to tell things within that universe. And, you know, the inevitable question has to come, are you guys going to cross over at some point? Are you, you talk about Justice League and things like that. As you go forward, do you see that in the future, Alex? Or right now, you're going to kind of stick to your own universe as you do things? What kind of things do you envision for the future of this company?
Well, I certainly don't limit myself to any ideas. All you need is one portal to another dimension, and Riley and Max Hunter are fighting zombies. You know, you could write your way into any situation. We're going to keep Gateway City because we have a lot of stories to tell within Gateway City. But there's definitely potential for so much, and that's the great thing about having such a diverse universe. If Max Hunter gets on a spaceship one day and boom, there you go, they're meeting with the Salvagers people. And it's really a lot of potential for a lot of crossovers and things that we could do. I'm definitely open to that, for sure, certainly.
Because as you're saying that, I'm thinking about Free Comic Book Day. And I'm thinking, you know, you could put out a free comic book, if you're, especially if you're going through Diamond as things are happening. You could always, at some point, now maybe not this year, it's probably too late for this year, but you could make a Free Comic Book Day and either have a little short story from each universe or have them cross over for the first time.
That's a great idea, Wayne.
I think that'd be kind of fun. Now, Bob, yours is the stuff I know the least about, so I want to talk with you a little bit more about Salvagers. Can you tell me a little bit more about how Salvagers came to be and what's the basic idea behind the book?
Well, it came to be from sitting in a bar and watching the Death Star blow up and just thinking to myself. So I went to college to be a writer, and I was going to write the great American novel, just like everybody that goes to college to be a writer does. And then you come out and you get a sales job. And you start feeling really depressed. So you're trying to write something. You're writing anything. And one of my professors told me, like, anytime you hit writer's block, just write anything. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to write a comic book about a company that has to go out and clean up space. So if a ship blows up, if a Star Destroyer blows up, they have to go out. And it has nothing to do with the Star Wars universe. I created a company that cleaned up space. And then within that company, I created characters, and I wanted them each to be unique. But it was more what I wanted to separate myself from was, it's not a rebel force. They're not explorers. They just work together. You know, they're just like you and me. Like, that we have jobs where we work with people that sometimes we just don't get along with. We don't see eye to eye with. We have a boss. Sometimes you don't agree with your boss. That's the glue kind of that keeps these characters together, is that they're stuck on this ship together and they have a job to do. It's not a glamorous job, but they have to do it. They have to, despite the way they feel toward each other sometimes. Sometimes they hate each other, sometimes they love each other. But they have a job to do, and they go out there and they get it done. And it just kind of grew from there. And I was able to give them each personality through that by playing off of each other. The story arc that I'm doing right now, we have the first three done, and George Acevedo, my artist, is working on the fourth issue, which will close that introductory story arc. It really is what I just said, an introductory story arc. But it's more than that, where this introductory story arc is essentially what brings them into this whole big issue. And so they each have their own past, and their past is going to kind of be a story in itself, because the choices they made in their past put them on this ship cleaning up space. But this is essentially the story that brings them out, that everything that happens within this story arc is a catalyst to what is to come with the future of the crew.
I enjoy what you're saying because I like the three books that I've gotten the chance to read, and I was hoping that you had more story in mind because it feels that way. You can always tell when a writer or a creator has a lot of story in mind. You can get that sense of depth to the writing, and I get that sense about the characters and about the stories you're telling, Bob. So I'm really looking forward to seeing more of Salvagers as things go forward. So it's going to be great that you guys are all going to blend together and that Salvagers will actually become something that I'll be able to read more than I have in the past.
I hope I can get them out more than I have in the past.
Now, Ruben, of course, the agency is your good thing, and I first met you, I think, back down in Florida Supercon last year.
Correct.
And I've been enjoying the agency ever since. I got to see issues 3 and 4, and as always, there's lots of wonderful and crazy things going on in the book. I really love that book, and I always promote it as much as I can because I just think that there's quality stuff that people aren't getting to see, and maybe you guys banding together will help get your guys' quality stuff out. But as far as the agency goes now, issue 4, when's that going to hit the stands?
Issue 4 is out now on Comixology. Okay. It's been out for about a month or so.
Okay.
We're midway through production of issue 5, so we're looking at, hopefully, fingers crossed, late release date in March via Comixology. We are going to be available in Diamond catalog at the end of this month, so you'll be seeing it in the stores issue 1 in May. So, you know, just moving forward. And just like Bob, this is the introductory arc, so to speak. Issue 5 is going to wrap that up and really put them in a place where fans are going to be able to say, okay, well, I want more of this and I want it now. And we're hoping that that's the response that we get.
Mm-hmm. What's been the response to the agency so far? You know, you've got 4 issues out. You must be getting some reaction from fans and stuff like that. Are you pleased with the reaction?
Very much so. Very much so. We hit top selling on Comixology with all 4 issues. So I can see where the digital realm's comic book readers is responding to it. And then I've got the fans that we interact with at cons who buy issue 1 on the first day and then come back and buy issue 2. And then, of course, you know, we have our email on the back of the book. And we've been getting a lot of email buzz, a lot of feedback. A lot of people just want to know more about Riley, more about the agents themselves. People are requesting some standalone issues. Maybe a number 0 issue that kind of goes back and tells a certain story of how the agency came to be. And I'm really looking forward to issue 5 because I've been able to put it together based off those responses. And then, of course, based off of seeing what Bob is doing, seeing what Alex is doing with issue 2 of Max Hunter. Those guys keep me sharp. They keep me on my toes and of course, push me to be as creative as possible. So I'm really looking forward to issue 5.
Okay. Bob, you were going to say something?
We want to see more Damien.
Yeah, I've got plans for Damien. I got plans.
Damien could have his own. He could have his own series.
Roger would be happy to hear that. Damien is Roger's brainchild. He came to me and he was like, "Man, you know what we need is a shapeshifter. We need somebody who really plays both sides." And at this point, we've really kept Damien in the shadows.
That's probably why he's my favorite right now.
Right.
Now, Alex, you recently completed the Max Hunter Kickstarter campaign number 2 successfully. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? I mean, where do you stand now as far as Max Hunter goes? That's been completed and you've got the funding for that. Max Hunter 2, when is that going to hit the folks who help with Kickstarter? And then when's it going to hit the stands?
Shortly right after. We're printing out the Kickstarter editions next week. So we should be receiving them 2 weeks after that. And then right after that, we'll probably print out to hit the stands maybe a week after that as well. So that we can hit up the conventions. So we will have it by MegaCon for sure. We'll probably release it before MegaCon, but the big release will be on MegaCon. The Kickstarter was great. We had such a great response. And again, the great thing was that the people that supported us in the first one came back, supported the second one because they loved the first one and how it went. And they wanted to see the story complete. The third one, it's already written. It's being edited. My commas are being, you know, placed. And once that's done, it's going to PR again for the third and final issue in the Vincent Snowfall storyline. The second one's gotten pretty good response so far from those that seen it digitally that I sent out to the Kickstarters. And it's been good. It's been a lot of fun writing Max Hunter, and I'm hoping to write some more Max Hunter, but there's also other stories in Gateway City that we want to be told, so we're working on those as well. It's going to be a good run.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bob, I don't know this about your stuff because, like I said, yours is the one I know the least about. Did you Kickstarter too, or how did you go about making your comics?
I did a Kickstarter for issue 2 and issue 3.
Okay.
And I did a Kickstarter for The Deliverance, which is a spinoff. It's like a side story with a different crew. Same company, different crew. So I did another Kickstarter for that. And I do the Kickstarters. I like to do them more as a pre-sale. Keep the price down and get it to people where you're giving them something exclusive. And I know that I actually contributed to the Max Hunter Alex's. And it's really refreshing to see, like, people when they do the Kickstarters that they're not – I've seen some people do Kickstarters where they're asking, you know, $35, get you one copy signed. And those usually don't really succeed because you're not really giving somebody value, where as an independent creator, you still have to look at it as a fan. You know, you're not going to be successful if you're just the writer creator. You have to kind of embrace the fan quality as well and say, like, what would I want? And that's why I really try to engage a lot of people on Kickstarters and back projects that I like, because I'm into seeing what people do. I like to see what they're offering. Mm-hmm. My wife is going to hate the day that she gives me my man cave, because I have like piles of stuff that I can't wait to put on the walls, because there are things that are really cool. There's really cool stuff out there. Mm-hmm. And as long as you do the Kickstarters where you set a good price and you're giving people value. I've talked to people a lot about Kickstarters, and I always say, don't think of it as they're helping you. Think about it as you're helping them get something awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, as long as you have that mentality, you're always going to succeed, because you're really going to want to give people something awesome. Mm-hmm. Alex said, his people came back for the second one because, like, loot crate, you know, people get these loot crates, and if they're not getting something good, they're going to quit. They're going to say, no, I don't want it. But when you see those people come back for more, you know that you gave them something that they like and that they're into. Mm-hmm.
I was talking with Alex a little bit before we started recording about the fact that there's another book in Florida, and I won't say which one, but they did a second Kickstarter and they didn't meet their goal. And I was really discouraged because I liked the book real well, and so I put Alex in touch with those folks, and I'm hoping that he can kind of give them a little bit of an idea as how to better proceed moving forward. And sounds like, Bob, you could do the same thing.
Yeah, I always tell anybody that's listening, they know that I am an open book on Facebook, and anybody ever needs any kind of help, I'm always there to help and give advice as best I can. I'm not an expert in any means, but if there's somewhere where I can help, mm-hmm. I'm always there.
Sounds great. So, Ruben, as far as we were talking about print issues and things like that, and going through Diamond now, you guys are getting into Diamond. Are you guys going to coordinate? Is there somebody going to be in charge of like handling the print copies? How's this all going to work? Are you each independently going to work on your own products? It seems to me like you'd be better served having like one person who worried about print, maybe one person worried about digital and stuff like that. How are you guys going to handle that?
Her name is Bethany Romero, and she just so happens to be my wife. She's a blessing, and she's really an asset to everything that we're doing here. And she really takes it upon herself to make sure that the bar is set, that the bar is high, mm-hmm. and that we meet that bar on a consistent basis. So she coordinates with the co-founder of Comixology. Mm-hmm. She talks to our branch divisional manager over at Diamond. She basically talks to Alex, to Robert. She talks to me. She talks to Kevin Mills, which we haven't mentioned, but he's another person who's on the Think Alike label. Mm-hmm. He's got a book called Sakuro. So she just keeps us all in line and makes sure that everything is running right and running smooth. And if there's an issue, she goes out and she handles it. And as we grow, we're going to get her some help. And as the company grows, we'll continue to add positions and add people who are just as enthusiastic as the creators and the writers of the projects that we're putting out, that want to see Think Alike grow and that want to see Think Alike become an Image, a Boom, an IDW, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Well, you guys, I've read all your product so far, and I really enjoyed all of it. So I think that you guys getting together is going to be stronger than the individual ones, although as much as I love the individual books that you guys are making, I think you guys are going to help each other be even better as time goes along. What I thought we would do to wrap things up is to get information. If people wanted to contact you or get your books, how would they do that? Now, eventually this will all be under probably the Think Alike website, right, Ruben?
Correct. We're actually in the process of that. I just saw some stuff for the Think Alike website earlier today. I've got somebody building it. It's going to be really cool. So we're looking forward to that. But for right now, everybody does have their individual locations where you can either purchase the book or request a print copy. Mm-hmm. So I'll let them tell you.
Okay. Now, what is the Think Alike production website address, though, Ruben, before we get to that?
For the agency, right now, if you wanted to pick up the agency, you would go to theagencycomicbook.com. And that's got a section where you can click on the covers of the books. It'll redirect you to Comixology. And there's also another button there where if you want a physical copy, you can go ahead and email us and we'll ship that to you. But for right now, yeah, it's the Agency Comic Book. And then if not, just look up Think Alike Productions on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll ask you, and we'll get to the other guys too. Which conventions do you know you're going to be going to this year so we can kind of plan to stop by?
Well, this weekend we're going to be at Shock Pop, which is going to be at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. We're also going to be at Florida SuperCon, at Tampa Bay Comic Con, and New York City Comic Con.
Somebody mentioned MegaCon, too.
And MegaCon as well. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. Okay, Bob, how about you? If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that? You said you're on Facebook. Do you have a website as well?
Right now I don't have a website. I am on Facebook. It's a Salvagers series if you look for it on Facebook.
Okay.
I think if you just even put Salvagers in there, you'll see our logo. It's a black and white little bird logo.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find me on Facebook, Bob Sally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're selling physical copies of issue 1, 2, and 3 along with t-shirts and posters at salvagers.bigcartel.com. And right now, we're actually not digital because we're waiting. In the next month, we'll be on Comixology. So in a month, you'll be able to get us on Comixology, and we'll put a link on there as well. And that's basically where you can find us on Facebook.
You did another book too besides Salvagers. You were saying, what was the name of that again?
It's actually it is a Salvagers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a spinoff. It's another crew,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Salvagers: The Deliverance. And we're actually in production of that right now. We're about 8 pages away from completing it, and I'm hoping to have that out by the end of next month.
Kickstarter?
Yes, it was a Kickstarter.
Okay, so it was. Okay, that's good. So if somebody wanted to learn more, they could possibly go to the Kickstarter page.
The Kickstarters are over, but right.
You could
do that, yeah. And again, I mean, I try to put something every day. I try to post at least one thing on Facebook, whether it's a piece of art or just something old that I put up there or mm-hmm. something fun. And you can always scroll through it. You can message us on Salvagers. Myself and George Acevedo will both get the message.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can just find me on Facebook. I have an open door policy on Facebook, and my wife hates it.
Okay, Alex, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Different ways. You can pick up our comic book in Comixology. And you'll see the new TAP logo on the Comixology. You can pick up issue 1 and issue 2 is coming real soon. You could also go to, right now, www.darksideglobal.com
mm-hmm.
to pick up your physical copy.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also get in touch with us through Facebook, Darkside Global. And Bob, I didn't know your sign was a bird. I always thought it was a hilt of a sword. So that was very revealing, man.
It was just a logo that we did for Harrier Salvage, and George did it up, and it was one of those things where you look at it right away and you're like, I love it. We try to use that as our brand.
They have a shirt that's like got wrecked, really.
Got wrecked. Yeah, that's because, yeah, obviously, you know, we call the ships that are destroyed in space, we call them wrecks. So we did the whole got milk, got wrecked for a comic convention, and everybody liked it. So we're running with it.
Really,
you guys will all get t-shirts when we get to New York.
I'm waiting for mine. You could also see us on Instagram and Twitter and all those social media sites. We're very active in those as well. And you could pick up your exclusive Wayne-edited Max Hunter at all those conventions that Ruben mentioned. We're going to be at with them too, so you could find us there as well.
That's right. He was ragging on me about commas and stuff like that because he actually sent me pages to go through, and I went through the text, and I found some things I thought needed to be a little clearer, so I sent some corrections along the way. So it should read pretty well, I think, when everything gets done.
I'm always saying we should, I sent Ruben my issue 5 script today, wasn't it?
Yesterday.
And I always say, if you can find a band of people that you trust,
mm-hmm.
and I think I think I have that. It's always beneficial to have people read your stuff before your artists start getting into the meat of it, just mm-hmm. to make sure that there's things that we don't see as writers that other people see, because we just assume that we know the story. So it's great to hear, you know, like people sharing their scripts and saying, hey, can you look at this and give me some feedback? Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll send mine over to you, Wayne.
Well, you know, I always like to tell the story. There's two different sentences that a comma makes a world of difference. When it says, it says, let's eat, comma, grandpa. And when it says, let's eat, grandpa. Those are two very different sentences. And so I always, you know, people say commas don't matter. Yes, they do at times. Well, you guys are doing a great job. I'm really excited to hear about the stuff you're doing. I can't wait to see how things are going to go going forward. And let me know what's going on. If any way I can help, you know, let me know. And I look forward to catching you guys at conventions and keeping up with your wonderful stuff.
Thank awesome. You, Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne, for having us on. We really appreciate it. It's as always, it's a pleasure.
People need dramatic examples to shake them out of apathy, and I can't do that as Bruce Wayne. As a man, I'm flesh and blood. I can be ignored, I can be destroyed, but as a symbol.
Get the latest from the comics universe. News, interviews, previews, and reviews. Listen to the weekly Wayne's Comics Podcast so you can keep reading your comics.
Now at MajorSpoilers.com. And that's it for this week. Be sure to be back next time when I'll have another great interview with yet another terrific comics creator. But until then, keep reading your comics.